Kathy.
Okay, good afternoon. As Linda said, my name is Kathy Bryant, and I work out of the Northwest region, based in Seattle. And the co-authors for this presentation are Janelle Jacobson, Mabee Brown, Carol Ann Covington, and Carrie Nass. And Janelle and Carol are here today, so they can address more specific questions. I'm sort of representing the different projects of comprehensive cancer control across our regions. And my disclosure is that I have nothing to disclose. Okay, so the goals of my presentation are just to provide a brief overview of what comprehensive cancer control is for those of you who may not be familiar with that effort, and explain how CIS works with comp cancer programs to deliver using what works. And then just to share some information on comp cancer partners that have adapted evidence-based programs as a result of participating in a using what works training. So how many of you have heard of comprehensive cancer control before? Okay, quite a few. Good. Okay. So comprehensive cancer control is an effort that started about a decade ago when state and national organizations began linking cancer prevention and control programs in order to fight cancer more effectively. So the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention fund comprehensive cancer control across the country, and they help states, tribes, and territories develop cancer plans and then put those plans into action. So the CDC provides seed money to get the program's activities started. And then they support the programs with ongoing technical assistance in person and remotely. The 67 comprehensive cancer control plans that are in existence as of April of this year cover the 50 states, but also the District of Columbia. There are 6 tribal organizations that are funded, 5 Pacific Island jurisdictions, and then there's 1 regional plan for all of the Pacific Island jurisdictions. So it has a very far-reaching approach. And this slide just shows the national organizations that are involved in comprehensive cancer control. And basically, these organizations help provide a framework. They contribute and develop resources to support comprehensive cancer control efforts. They help identify what additional resources may be needed. And then they study the process and the outcomes of comprehensive cancer control. And they've also hosted different leadership development and training conferences for people who participate in these efforts across the country. So the National Cancer Institute is one of the national partners, as you could see from the previous slide. And at the local level, the work is carried out through the Cancer Information Service. So at the state and the community levels, CIS provides technical assistance, which is kind of like an umbrella term for a bunch of different things that we do. But basically, we provide expertise and training to members of comprehensive cancer control coalitions. We help them with planning and implementation of specific strategies in their plans. At this point in time, all the comprehensive cancer control plans are in what's called the implementation phase. So they've already written their plans, which we may have provided technical assistance on, but right now we're helping them moving forward some of those strategies that are outlined in their plans. Some of the states are actually at the point where their plans are reaching the end of the time of period they were written for. So for example, if it was written from 2004 to 2008, which is the case in Washington State where I'm based, we've been helping in the process of rewriting the cancer plan. And then CIS also provides leadership on different work groups, committees, task forces, and even steering committees in comprehensive cancer control. So over the next few slides, what I'll do is just provide some specific examples of how CIS has worked in a couple of states throughout the country to support these efforts. Okay, so in Iowa, the CIS is a partner of the Iowa Comprehensive Cancer Coalition. And you can see here in June of 2007, the executive committee of the coalition issued a request to its implementation group, so the groups that are actually carrying out the strategies of the plan, for evidence-based programs that address the priorities that are in the plan. And they built funding into their budget so that the CIS could do using what works training for their coalition members. So CIS provided three Using What Works training webinars. And for those of you who are not familiar with that term, it's a training that's done over the web. So you can reach a number of people across a large geographic distance. And then they also dial in so they can see whatever PowerPoints are being shown and then also listen to the audio. And then there were 18 people that participated in the three webinars that were done in July of 2007. And the outcome is that as a result of that, people who participated, there were 10 implementation proposals that were received in response to the request for submissions. There's going to be a total of $100,000 that are going to be awarded to implement those grants. And as of when the slides were done, we hadn't heard yet on who was being funded for that yet. But CIS has actively worked with the implementation groups to ensure that the requirements for evidence-based programs were included in their applications. In Nebraska, the Nebraska CARES is the Comp Cancer Coalition there, and they identify that local health departments have limited experience in using evidence-based programs. Local health departments are key partners in providing cancer prevention and control in Nebraska, but they're relatively new. They've been funded in the late 90s and largely untrained in public health core competencies. So it was a natural fit for CIS to kind of chip in. So CIS provided Using What Works training to local health department staff, and as a result, 16 public health departments were trained over an 18-month period. Six of those health departments applied for state funding, and five have included evidence-based strategies in their applications. Okay, and the next example is from Virginia. So the Comp Cancer Coalition there is the Virginia Cancer Plan Action Coalition. And the coalition was interested in providing community organizations and foundations with the technical assistance that they needed to implement evidence-based programs for grant submissions. So CIS, again, provided a Using What Works training in Charlottesville, and they offered video conferencing to Big Stone Gap in Northern Virginia. They trained 30 participants, and 10 of those submitted grants for requests for proposals, and they used evidence-based programs in their grant applications. Okay, and the last example that I'll mention is with Washington, the Comp Cancer Partnership. They were interested in the implementation phase in raising awareness and use of evidence-based programs among their coalition members. So what they did was they asked if we would do a Using What Works training at their annual summit, and they did a pre-workshop, so it was a day before the summit actually started. And they had money built into the budget, so they paid for the training room and everything that was associated. It was at a hotel. And we had 17 coalition members that participated in that training. And since the training with technical assistance and follow-up, we have five of those that have actually worked on implementing an evidence-based intervention since the training. Okay.
Thank you, Kathy. Do we have any questions for Kathy in terms of the CIS role with the comprehensive cancer programs? Okay, well, I think we're going to sort of shift gears. I think what you've heard so far is sort of at this national level, sort of what we've been doing in terms of evidence-based programming and what we've been doing both in terms of with COMIN at a national and regional level as well as with comprehensive cancer control. We're going to shift gears and actually focus on two programs that I think are much more at the community level in terms of using what works. And I want to introduce Evelyn Gonzalez from the Project Director from the Atlantic.